My brother was actually killed due to gun violence. It was August 14, 2012. It was within the first week of my senior year, actually. And I just remember my sister coming to check me out. It was about 9:30 in the morning. And when I seen my sister, she was crying. And then she told me that my brother had been killed. We got outside, and it was my sister driving her car, and my aunt was behind her. And my sister was just so distraught. My aunt was worried she was not able to drive. So I'm like, you know what? I'll drive us home. I guess I was in denial. So I drove us home. Once I got home, it kind of hit me because everybody was there, my mom, my family, my uncles. I didn't really know how to feel. I remember telling my sister or somebody else, like, I just want to go back to school. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to deal with it. I just didn't believe it was happening. At the time in 2012, we lived in Mississippi while my brother lived in Milwaukee. Shortly after he died was when we moved up here, when I graduated high school. Once we got here, I think that's kind of when it started hitting us, especially when we got to the vigil, which we had outside of his apartment where he was killed at. Just being there in the moment is what really made it real for everybody. To our knowledge, the police don't know who did it. No one has been arrested for it to this day, and it's been years later. He was murdered August 2012. I didn't hear anything from the police. I just heard what people were telling me. I know earlier that day, my brother went and spent time with his baby girl. He got her from daycare, spent the day with her, and then I guess he dropped her back off at daycare. He would always like make time to go get her from daycare just to spend time, and then he would get her back to daycare by the time the mom would pick her up. Later on, the police department got a call from somebody walking by, I guess, that they seen him outside of his apartment. They didn't know if he was like alive or dead. Maybe there was an altercation, but it led to gunfire and he was shot. It would be moments where we would see pictures and videos, and I would have to right away like turn my head. I couldn't really stand the sight of seeing him. I couldn't like watch videos, certain songs of his, because my brother was an artist. It's getting easier, but the pain will never go away. The best thing you could do is to try to talk about it and make some type of positive situation come from it, whether it's like creating nonprofit foundations to help other people who are going through it, or whatever it can be that you can get involved to try to make people talk about it, to help them heal through the process. And with my family, to help us heal, we decided to start sponsoring families for holidays like Christmas, because that was stuff that my brother would love to do. So by us doing that, that helped us to be able to mourn his loss, but in a joyful way. So I would say to them, if it's anything you can think of that that person loved to do, just keep doing it to keep their name alive. Don't just let their name go in vain and let their life be for nothing. I think that a big thing is when we hear about violence in general, I feel like it's paid attention to a lot when someone of a different race does it, like white police officers or white people in general. We pay a lot of attention to that with like rallies and all type of things we do, but I feel like when it's black on black crime, we talk about it, but it's not a big deal. We don't really throw a rally because a black person killed another black person. So I think when we hold ourselves to the same standards and we really like unify and come together, I think that can lower gun violence and trying to find other ways to get out the anger. If you have a conflict with somebody, you don't have to just go get a gun. You don't have to fight about it. You can try to find a way to talk about it. So maybe having some type of trainings or meetings to help people deal with anger and conflict, because I feel like the first mindset is to get a gun to end the issue. That should be the first option. Gun violence is a huge issue, and now people are kind of highlighting it, and they're seeing that this is a big issue in our community. And I feel like whatever you can do that can help to lower it or just bring back the love, I think that people should do it. Don't be afraid, just do it.